We're starting a new tradition, a children's story on Christmas Day, but it so suits the series as we come to number 12. Now, I'm not going to speak on the 12 days of Christmas, that song. I'm sure you're glad to hear that, but rather the 12 tribes of Israel. And that's a better song, I suggest. The 12 tribes of Israel. Why choose this on Christmas Day? Well, it was from one of these tribes Jesus Christ was born. In our reading this morning, it said, Bethlehem of Judah, the tribe of Judah. Let me just say this to you this morning. The Old Testament prophesies about Jesus Christ, tells us about him and details about him. He will come and all manner of details, but especially he will come to save. And here in the Old Testament, we are told a few times, he will come from the tribe of Judah. And of course, Joseph and Mary were from that tribe. And we have in Matthew and Luke, the long line, and there you see Judah. He was from the tribe of Judah. So this is the last in our series, well, almost the last. There's one more tomorrow on Sunday. And have a guess what number that is. I don't think you will guess. Anyway, 12 tribes of Israel. And out of one of those tribes, there was promised there would be a savior. And he came. And we remember his coming on this day, Christmas Day. Jesus Christ. He's called the Lion of Judah. The Lion of Judah. Mighty Jesus Christ. And mighty to save. And may God save you and bless you. Well, let's pray. Oh, our Father and our God, we think of the Lion of Judah, the Lord Jesus Christ, who came to this world. And in him we come. What mighty salvation we find in him. What mighty person he is. He is indeed the Messiah, the Anointed One. He is the Son of Man and the Son of God. And, O Lord, we bless thee for him. We think of what we sang of him being born and of his infancy, but then he went to the bitter cross. O Lord, this great journey from glory to Bethlehem to Calvary, it was to save us from our sins. We thank thee for the coming of the gospel. Because, Lord, we are sinners. We are all sinners. We need a Savior. And here is the truth, that Jesus Christ is the Savior of sinners. Oh, Lord, we thank thee for this blessed day that we remember. We think of that hymn to awake Christians, salute the happy morn. And we think of after his birth, in the next day, a Savior had come. What a good day that was, O Lord, the day after. The Savior had come, and all would ensue, and all the prophecies, and also the salvation. And we thank thee, O Lord, it was done, and done on the cross. O Lord, we pray now we might be blessed in our Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ. In the midst of all the noise of Christmas, for this short hour, we might remember the Son of God. And, O Lord, we might think and dwell upon him. And especially, O Lord, we pray that the world might know him, might truly know him. Hear our prayers. We petition thee, O Lord. We ask thee also, Lord, for family blessings and for individual blessings and for gathering of friends, that we might have a happy day, which might be blessed. Lord, thou art able to change a day, and not only from sad to happiness, but, Lord, from happiness to blessedness. And we pray we might have a blessed day today. Be with us and keep us safe. And, O Lord, we ask that we might truly draw near, and we might know that closeness between ourselves and Jesus Christ, that he might be our Savior. Hear our prayers now. We leave them before thee now, O Lord, as we go on with this day, and ask, Lord, thy good hand might be upon us all, in our Saviour. Amen. Before we sing the next hymn, just to wish you a happy, blessed Christmas. And God might bless you richly and greatly, not just in earthly blessings, but in heavenly blessings too. Well, let's sing. It's a children's carol. 1156. Away in a manger, no crib for a bed. Shall we stand to sing? 1156. Turn with me to Acts chapter 4. And this passage from verse 23 to 31, where we find this expression, thy holy child, Jesus. It's mentioned twice in the account. It's mentioned in verse 27 and verse 30. And here we see, as we've seen in our series on Sunday, the newly formed church calling upon the name of the Lord with great boldness because they faced opposition. And there in verse 27 and 30, they mention thy holy child, Jesus, which is a striking expression, thy holy child, Jesus. In verse 27, is mentioned there in the context of opposition against thy holy child, Jesus. Verse 30 is a prayer for boldness, that people might know the wonder of this holy child, Jesus. And really, we pray that in our day and this Christmas morning. Our people, our nations are opposed to this holy child, Jesus. Nothing has changed, very much the same. And we pray we might be able to speak of Jesus with power and unction, to tell men and women of his Savior, of this holy child, Jesus, and the wonders, truly, truly wonders, my friend, the wonders of this holy child, Jesus, even now that you might see it. Well, this morning we shall look at pretty well every word in this expression, thy holy child, Jesus, and even more, because every word speaks a truth. And I want to do so with two thoughts, two headings. His holy child, and secondly, our holy Savior. He is his holy child. Is he your holy Savior? Well, starting with this holy child, his holy child. Notice, first of all, child and the name Jesus. And it speaks of his manhood, his humanity. Here is an infant, truly a man. Now, that is a wonder as we see it in the whole expression, because clearly this is no ordinary birth or ordinary infant, because it's speaking of God the Father, his holy child Jesus, his holy child Jesus. So happens the word child has an alternative translation, can mean son. So we have here, thy holy son, Jesus. You know, Charles Wesley put it so well, and you can't really beat his expression, so why try to? He said, our God contracted to a span, incomprehensibly made man. Just think of those words, our God, infinite and eternal. A dimension beyond our little minds. Our God contracted to a span, to a man and to an infant, incomprehensibly made man. And so we see this remarkable matter. This child, Jesus was his family name, emphasizes his humanity. But see also another wonder here, the word holy, thy holy child, Jesus. You see, Jesus, he's quite separate from you and me, and quite different from you and me. Although he's like you and me, as I said, in his humanity, he was truly man, as you are truly man. But you know, he's quite different, because he was without sin. And I'm sure you appreciate how different that is to yourself. You are a man with sin. Jesus was a man without sin, and was holy. And truly holy. You know, sometimes we use the expression, oh, a holy person. Of course, it's limited because you're speaking of a good Christian, but not holy like God and like Jesus Christ. Oh, perfectly, gloriously, without blemish or stain or fault, perish the thought, but holy, brightness, burning holiness. Holy, truly holy, thy holy child, Jesus. Indeed, the angel said to Mary, did he not, that holy thing which shall be born of thee shall be called the Son of God. He's holy. He's from heaven, from the glory. He is from the Trinity, from the Godhead. He's God. He's truly God and truly man. You might ask, who is this infant? He's man and he's God. And he's truly God. And then notice, with this expression, thy, the word thy, holy child Jesus. The emphasis there that he was the beloved son of the Father. He was the son of his love. You know, we have bonds in this earth, family bonds, friendship bonds, but nothing compares with the bond of the Trinity. Here was a blessed bond, an eternal bond. And he was the beloved of the Father. Now on Wednesday night, we mentioned the Father giving us the Son As we find in Isaiah chapter 9 and verse 6, for unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given. And Christ is a gift from the Father to us. The Father gives us the Son. And this word gift, as the Apostle Paul talks about it, is unspeakable, which means beyond words. There are no words, no language, no expression which can capture this gift, who is Jesus Christ. And on Wednesday, we asked the question, was it possible for the Father to give us a greater gift than his beloved Son? And think about it. No, it was not possible. He gave us his Son, his beloved Son, in his person and in who he is and what he did. There is no greater gift. It is unspeakable, beyond words, truly, truly beyond words. Father gave us the Son of his love. It's remarkable, remarkable. When you consider who we are, men and women, born in sin, continuing in sin, yet this grace of God, he gave us his beloved Son, the Son of his love. Oh, let's go on. Because in this expression, there's so much in it. There's purpose in this expression. With, again, the word child, because you see the word child has another alternative reading. It can mean son, and it can mean servant. We've said already, thy holy Son, Jesus, but also it can read, thy holy servant, Jesus. And here we see great purpose in the word servant, a servant of God, to work out God's purposes. If you have your Bible, you'll see in the verse before, verse 26, it's not just his holy child, Jesus, but also it says his Christ, which means his anointed or his Messiah, quoting Psalm 2, the beginning of Psalm 2. And so we have his Christ followed by his Messiah, his holy servant, Jesus. And here we see purpose, because you see, the Bible tells us that Jesus Christ was anointed and appointed by God as the Messiah. Out of the Trinity, the Savior, the Messiah, was chosen. And out of the Trinity, the Father sent the Son, yes, to be a gift to us, unspeakable gift, but sent the Son into this world in the first place, to be born in this world and to work out a great purpose. And you know that word servant carries great meaning in the Bible. Isaiah speaks of the suffering servant. And so we learn, yes, he's a servant, he's a suffering servant. And he will be a savior through suffering. Oh, well, so it seems our Christmas text leads us to Easter and to Calvary. But you know, that's always the case. You can't make sense of Christmas without Easter, because Christmas leads to Easter. The birth leads to his death. They say all roads lead to Rome. Well, rather we say all roads lead to Calvary and lead to Christ and lead to the cross, because it was there he saved. He was born in Bethlehem. But the end of Bethlehem, the end of the journey, was Calvary, in the sense of saving us and doing the work. And so, on the cross of Calvary, he saved. Indeed, the name Jesus reinforces this, the meaning of his very name, Jesus. Let's go on and think of this name now as we think of him as our holy Savior. You see, the very name of Jesus means Savior. Have you ever thought, what is the meaning of his name? It's a family name. It was a given name, given by God as well. And so, this name, we learn in Matthew 1, means Savior. Thou shalt call his name Jesus, it says, for he shall save his people from their sins. And there you have it, my friend. There you have it. This is why he came. Thou shalt call his name Jesus, for he shall save his people from their sins. Very simply, he came to save us from our sins. And we are sinners, and he's a savior of sinners. It's as simple as that. And that's what you need to believe and trust in. We are sinners. He's a savior of sinners. There's no other savior of sinners. He is the savior of sinners. What wonder we see here. Because he was very holy and without sin, and yet he was made sin for us. What a wonder that is. The one who is so holy was made sin for us, became our substitute, and received our sins. But here is our salvation, because understand the blessing of this. It's a wonder that there on the cross was the Holy One. The angels must have looked on Calvary with wonder. And we all do. But understand this. Here is the meaning of Christmas. He was made sin to save us and took away our sin. The gospel came to this world. And Christ came to this world to deal with our sin. Oh, I know it's a pretty picture, the nativity. But understand the purpose of him coming. It was full of purpose. He was the holy servant of God. He came with a great mission, the greatest mission of all, to save men. And he took our sin and he took it to himself. Understand what that means. He was made sin for us. Where is our sin when we trust in Jesus? Where is it gone? Has it truly gone? Yes, it's gone because Christ took it upon himself and dealt with it and suffered, the suffering servant, and suffered for it and suffered for it and suffered for it until it was gone, till it was all gone. And my dear friend, if you believed in Jesus Christ, your sins are all gone. What a happy morn. What a blessed morn this is. To remember Jesus who takes away our sins. Well, my dear friend, see him as this holy child, thy holy child, Jesus. See him as the holy child and the holy son and the holy servant, because all those words are in this text. But know him as your holy savior. Oh, he's always holy, but also he's near. It's always reverence and awe and worship, but also there's intimacy and closeness, because there must be intimacy, because you can't be saved with Jesus over there somewhere. You must go to him. You must believe in him, and you must yield to him. You must take him, you could say, as we said on Wednesday night, that Scottish preacher preaching in broad Scots. Will he not tack him, or will he need tack him? And I'm sure your broad Scots is very good, but I think we get the idea. Will you not take him? Will you not take him? Oh, this immense wonder gift, this unspeakable gift of God, the holy child Jesus. The gospel is so immense and wonderful and gracious and joyous. And there we are before it, as sinners. And you can understand that old Scottish preacher saying, will you not take him? Poor sinner, with a great gospel before you. Save yourself. Take Jesus Christ to yourself, that he might be, yes, thy holy child Jesus, but also your holy Savior. Amen and amen. Let's pray. Our Father and our God, we ask for this great meeting. Although it is full of awe and reverence, it is also full of intimacy and salvation. And, O Lord, there indeed we find, we receive to ourselves this gift of Jesus Christ. Lord, he will always be the Holy Savior, but also he is the Blessed Savior. The Savior of our hearts. We love him, O Lord, we love him, and we bless thee for him. Amen. Well, let's bring our Christmas Day service to a close with hymn 345. Speaking of Scottish preachers, here's a Scottish author, Mary MacDonald, translated by Lachlan McBean. Hymn 345, Child in the Manger, Infant of Mary. Shall we stand to sing? 345.